This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners. Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club.
I see skies.
I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. And it's 10 o'clock Eastern time, so we've got about an hour left of the show. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we do have a call on the line, so we're going to get right to that. So, Nathan, who's up next?
Jerry's in Waltham.
Jerry, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Hi. I have a river birch, and it's quite large. I'd say it's about 60 feet tall now, and it has a lot of flaky bark that's an off-white. It's like a little hint of a light brown, but it's kind of a off-white. And, you know, I ordered it from this place called Mileages in Ohio. It was like 7 inches tall, and it was like 23 years ago. I got it in the mail 7 inches, and now it's 60 feet. Wow. I want to know how long it's going to, how many years is it going to live? I heard birches are short-lived, so I don't know. And should I prune it? Those are my questions.
Well, so there's no, you know, exact this is how long it's going to live with the birch. It really will depend on a lot of different things. It seems to have had some great, in a great spot, great area, great nutrients, etc., for it to be like that. So I think it's in some ideal conditions.
Every fall I put 10, 20 bags of leaves underneath at its feet and extend it all around the perimeter where I think the roots are. So it's growing in, oh my gosh, maybe a foot, 6 feet, a 1 foot of leaves there. Very shady in there too, so probably all the water, you know, from the rain and everything sinks in, and it keeps it, even in the driest of months, it's very moist in there.
Mm-hmm. Well, so a birch's lifespan can be up to like 40 years, 30 to 40 years, or even longer, depending upon the type. You said it's a paper birch, or was it a river birch?
It's a river birch, but it has, as I said, it has a lot of, it's one that's very popular now. You see it planted, yep.
The exfoliating birch, exfoliating bark.
A ton of exfoliation, but it's not a pure white. It's an off-white, sort of like a dirty white. But very attractive, though, and I'm looking at it right now, and it's all the exfoliating is blowing in the wind, and I don't know, it's very happy there, and I don't know, I'll probably keep it. I mean, you know, it's getting huge, and I'm wondering how much more is it going to grow?
Well, so a lot of times they can get between about 40 to 70 feet tall. The width can be about the same, width-wise. What I'd look to do with pruning any of it is how many stems are there on this tree?
Branches?
No, so is it a clump or is it a single tree form?
It's a single tree. It's weird because generally I see that when they're planted, they seem to are in clumps, and if you cut one big trunk down, or another one will sprout. In this case, there were two big stems that came out of the ground, and in the thunderstorm, one broke. It split right at the trunk. That was because I put Vaseline around it at the bottom to keep away the those bugs that crawling up and down the, I don't know, winter moth. But, I learned very quickly that you're not supposed to put Vaseline on the bark of a tree because it keeps the moisture and it rots it. So that's what happened. It rotted right at that place where I put the Vaseline. But the other trunk, oh, it's grown huge. But it never had another leader that came out at the base. I was surprised, you know.
Well, some of these birches will be singular stems, so it's not that, you know, not a problem for the tree itself. So what I look for you to do just to protect it for a longer period is see, you know, on the top how the branching is. You know, is there some branching towards the top that makes it more of like a sail for the wind?
Oh,
right?
Yeah.
Take a look at it and say, is it going to be too big? Should I cut some of it? By a third or something along those lines. So when the wind hits it, it doesn't have it so it's easily can come down. This is the perfect time to look at some of the cross branches or any of the cross branches going on top of each other. Probably not because it's a singular stem, but you'll be able to tell and see a little bit. And shaping it, maybe thinning out some of the branches in some areas so that the wind can go through it versus just getting stuck. So
yeah, because it's very, very healthy and, yeah. Mm.
Now, go ahead.
I was afraid that at time because of the wound that the other stem left at the base there that I said, oh, gee, maybe the other trunk might get rotted, but it has no sign of that. It's keeps on trying to cover up the place where it had broken, and it's massively grown around the wood. And some of the wood was rotted. I removed it, so I remove it to the nice sound wood, and it keeps on the wound keeps on encroaching around it, like not the wound, but the bark keeps on growing more and more around it, so you can almost not see the wound anymore. You know what I mean? So,
well,
but at the
that's
time,
good.
But when at first, many years ago, when I first saw the accident happen, I went out and bought another river birch, which had two stems. And it seems to be more likely to branch out from the bottom than this one. So now I have another one about 6 feet away because I said, what if the main one dies because of the, you know what I mean, from the wound? But it never has. So now I got the other birch tree is 30 feet tall.
Well, birches are, especially with that exfoliating bark, they are such a sight to look at.
Yeah, they're a beautiful tree to look at, absolutely.
It's something at this time of year that almost gives you a little bit of color to the yard. Even though, you know, snow's white, but this is that off-white color. It's that winter interest. So I think everything you're doing for these plants is perfect. Just keep going with that. Just take a look and see if there's anything you can do to thin out a little bit where you know that the wind's going to hit it or the wind's going to, you know, push it over if it's in those areas. It will also help it thin, get a little bit thicker long-term, wider because of the pruning that you're doing, which will make the tree have a longer longevity to it.
You know, I have to tell you that the tree is not growing straight up. There's a bend to it because I don't know why, but one of the branch that fell down was very straight up and everything, but the second branch went out at an angle. Ooh, I don't know, a 60-degree angle. By maturing now, the angle seems to have decreased some because it's gotten so big and huge and it's grown thick all over the place. So I'm thinking, but you know, we've had some bad windstorms here and it's never cracked or anything there. It's just growing at sort of like your arm when you extend your arm, sort of, you know what I mean? Not straight.
Yeah, no,
up.
I get it.
And you know what I mean? And so I said, well, it hasn't affected it at all so far, you know, so I think it's going to be all right if it hasn't broken by now, you know, at that
time. Well, I would think, but one of the things that if it does break on that area, just think it's like when you're pruning, right? And this is why it came out this way. Is so instead of coming straight out, the hormones that are in the plant will actually, there's one that's in the lead. That's the leader. It pushes the plant north, right? It goes straight up and down.
Yeah.
When that gets cut, there are two, and they kind of shoot out the sides and will go at a different angle to try and go at each other. Sometimes it's only one because one side is wounded and it can't come out that way. So you had that one that came out at that 60-degree angle, hence why it started to angle a little bit. So what could happen is if something does happen again, you know, it'll two shoots will come out and it'll kind of change its angle on that. It's kind of how nature works. When you look at, if you look at some of the branching that you've done, that you have, and you prune some of those, you'll actually notice that where you've pruned it, there'll be two shoots coming out for branching versus just one. So that's kind of the nature of the beast with it, and you can kind of get that shape all over the place, and I think it's, you know, will add to the beauty of the tree that you have.
I see. So you said it's going to live between 40 and 60 years?
Yeah, I mean, that's the general for a river birch. It's about 40 to 60 years, maybe a little bit more. You know, it's all gonna depend on nature, etc. But you seem to be doing a wonderful job keeping it going. So just keep that up, and that's going to keep it going for as long as you can.
Can I ask one more question?
You can. What we're going to do is I'm just going to take a break here real quick. I don't want you to start the question, then I cut you right off. So hang tight for me.
Okay.
On the other side of the break, we'll get to that question with you, Jerry. So we're going to take a break. Our phone number is 855-660-4261. We'll be right back.
If you love to grow roses, you know the damage that insects and diseases can cause. Bonide Rose RX Systemic Drench offers insects and disease control in one easy application. Bonide Rose RX Drench is a multipurpose fungicide and insecticide for roses, flowers, and shrubs. Mix it in a watering can and apply it directly to the base of the plant. One application protects the rose, the flower, and shrubs from insects and diseases for up to 6 weeks.
How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe as an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup. Organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew. BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash. And all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com. Call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
Would you love to have the more colorful birds and songbirds on your backyard feeders this year? Start with quality bird food from Wild Delight. Open a bag and smell the seed blend. Find raisins, cranberries, cherries, along with sunflower, peanuts, tree nuts, and thistle seed. Wild Delight is the only company that adds vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals to all of their seed blend. Keep your birds healthy this year with Wild Delight. No morning doves or grackles, just beautiful birds when you use Wild Delight bird food.
Hello, I'm your BioAdvanced Lawn Care Scientist.
Where'd you come from?
And I want you to try new all-in-one weed and feed.
What's this?
All-in-one weed and feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover. Plus, kills crabgrass. All in one easy step.
Did you say kills crabgrass?
Yes. Weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
Wow! Really?
With new all-in-one weed and feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions.
My lawn is gonna look great.
Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
Extendivite. I have been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendivite really helped the blood pressure, really helped the, I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also I wanted to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. They're just really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite. Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Before the break, we were talking with Jerry about some of his river birch, but he had another question, so we wanted to have him hang on tight first. So, Jerry, what was your next question?
Okay, I called you a year ago about my dwarf Japanese maple, and I had put a lot of water in it, on it during the summer or whatever, and then I noticed in the fall that it, after the frost, it looked really weird, and the frost killed it back, way back, and got to the quarter of its size. So last spring, it sprouted out. It sprouted out nicely, but you know, it didn't really grow all that much. I thought it would really grow, like, to catch up and grow 2 or 3, 4 feet or something like that, and it just threw out a lot of sprouts, and they're only about a foot high, or and you know, coming out of the main branch. And of course, most of the trunk, it had died back to about 2 feet, and it used to be 6 or 7 feet, but it's still alive. And I said, maybe I should fertilize it, but I'm very afraid of doing that, because I said, maybe it'll put out excessive growth, and then in the fall, it'll die back again, because the fertilizer will keep it alive. But then I said, well, maybe I should put the fertilizer at the beginning of April this year, and the effects will wear off by, say, October.
That's definitely something you should be doing, is getting in some fertilizer on there this spring early. So what I'd like to see you do is something along the lines of like a tree tone from Espoma is a good one to be using. You could also, I'd like to see almost like a combination, because you've had some issues in the past, right?
Just that one issue. You know, I have another one, the same tree, and it's doing beautiful. I never had a problem with that tree. I gave it, like, crushed leaves in the fall. And I never really overwatered it, though, because it's far from the hose. It's far from the faucet. So I would water it occasionally. But, you know, unfortunately, the other one was close to the faucet. So every time I turned the the hose on, sometimes the water would go right on it. So I don't do that anymore. I just completely avoid doing that. So anyway, this is the first time it happened. And so you say use Tretone by Espoma. I can't use 5-10-5 on it.
You could use a 5-10-5 on it, which would be fine if you already have it. You're going to help develop some more root growth, which will help with the shoot growth. That middle number has that high phosphorus, which is helps develop your roots and shoots. So that will help you. But I'd like to see a combination of the product by the name of Protolizer from Natural Alternative.
Oh,
Protolizer.
How do you spell Protolizer?
So it's
Protolizer.
So it's kind of like fertilizer, but pro instead of the fur. So it's not a fertilizer. What it does is it actually works with your fertilizer that you're putting down to help grow a stronger root system, more fibrous roots, so that when you put that 5-10-5 down, it's going to be able to absorb even more of the fertilizer, right? So we're looking to get that plant even stronger and come back bigger and better for you. So you can do it at the same time. The Protolizer is a wettable powder where you can mix and actually water into the plant and do it a few times during the season. The fertilizer, like that 5-10-5, you're going to do once. You're going to do it in the spring once the ground starts to thaw and you're starting to see the leaf buds start to form on the maple. Okay, so once you start to see those leaf buds form, that's when you would want to fertilize, and that's when you would want to put the Protolizer down as well. So you could do it once a month, but they work together and enrich that soil, which enriches the root system with all those extra nutrients, and it should make the plant even stronger. I'd look at that maple and see if there's any dead growth this spring. Trim it back to where...
Oh, I cut it all off.
Okay.
I cut it all off.
Perfect.
Except for the main stem, because I hold on to the main stem when I go to the faucet.
Gotcha.
But it's nice and firm. I mean, it's not really rotting. It's hard wood, so...
Yeah.
But
so just...
Does Mahoney sell Protolizer?
So Mahoney's does not. You can purchase it online from Natural Alternative.
But do you have a phone number for that, maybe?
Their phone number is 888-546-5941.
Thank you very much.
All right, Jerry, thanks for all the questions. Enjoy the rest of your day.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. We'll be right back.
Hard at work for over 75 years, Graham Watering Tools have been the professional's choice for quality and durability. Now you can create the softest shower of rain with a Graham Rain Wand in your garden. Choose from 9 water patterns for a variety of uses with a revolver spray gun, and use a color storm sprinkler for a lush playground. Quality you can depend on for a lifetime. Graham, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at a fine garden center near you. Visit us online at Graham.com.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? You spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moisture annuals. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moisture annuals. The soil moisture annuals will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo and Defense Chief Mark Esper in Munich, Germany, where they've met with the Afghan President Ashraf Ghani to discuss a possible truce agreement between the U.S. and the Taliban. It could lead to the withdrawal of American troops from that nation, but Ghani has expressed some skepticism.
One,
we must stop this war. Two, we must find a political solution to stop the war. The rest is a level of complexity and uncertainty.
Folks in Jackson, Mississippi are being told to find higher ground. The Pearl River that runs through the state capital has risen nearly 38 feet and is nearly 8 feet higher than flood stage. It's expected to crest today, and it's going to be entering some buildings in downtown Jackson. Mississippi Governor Tate Reeves has declared a state of emergency. This is USA Radio News.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results vary. Exclusions apply.
Contacts and glasses are such a hassle. I'd love to finally get LASIK, but...
I'm going
to
stop you right there. If you want LASIK, then the LASIK Vision Institute has officially taken away everything standing in your way.
Isn't LASIK expensive?
Not at the LASIK Vision Institute. We're offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. See for free if LASIK is right for you by texting DO88 to 350-350.
But I'm really busy.
A text only takes seconds, and the LASIK procedure typically only takes 15 minutes. And best of all, most patients can get back to work the following day.
I had no idea.
The LASIK Vision Institute uses the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision. We've performed over 1.3 million procedures. That's experience you can trust. And we're offering 20% off our already low-cost services.
What's that text again?
Text DO88 to 350-350. That's DO88 to 350-350 to schedule your free consultation today.
Garden Club,
you have a few
guests on the line, so we're going to go right to the questions we have. So, Nathan, who's up next?
Dan's in Louisiana.
Dan, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
I'm having problems with morning glory vines and elderberry bushes, and I have a second question after that.
Okay, what seems to be the problem with the morning glory vines?
They have taken over my yard, my plants, everything. They've just about killed my fig tree. They're growing on top of it and so forth.
Okay. Now, I'm trying to think here. So it's the morning glory has kind of gone everything, and you said it was, what was the other one, elderberry?
Yes, the elderberry trees. I can take care of those. I'll just cut them down. But the vine is really bothering me.
Now, can you see where the areas are where it's just the plant, or is it only on top of plants, and that's where, you know, it's
no,
kind
no,
of...
No, no, no. It comes out the ground all over the place. It's this is my neighbor's vine, really, but she's been trying to kill it on her side, and all it has done is come on my side.
Okay. Reason why I'm asking is because there are different ways to do it if you didn't want to kill what's underneath it. So that's why I was double checking here.
Well,
so what
some places I can use some pretty strong stuff. You know, I have a fence in the back that has next to the garage, and I don't grow anything back there. I can't even get back there to hardly cut the grass. So it wouldn't bother me if I killed anything under that. But
so,
I wouldn't like to kill under the fig tree, of course.
So there is a brush killer from Bonide called Brush Killer BK32. Okay?
Yes.
That product right there is a heavy-duty brush killer. So you can spray it all over all those vines, and it will kill it. If you're spraying it on to where the fig tree is, it could kill the fig tree. So we don't want to spray it there, right?
Right.
So what I'd like to see you do is spray any weeds that you can. The area like your fig tree where the vine is underneath it.
Yes, sir.
You're going to have to pull up what's on the ground there. And what I'd want you to use afterwards is use Preen. So Preen is a pre-emergent killer. It's a granular that you put on the soil that won't allow the morning glories or whatever weed to regrow underneath it. You can find it at a local garden center or even some other stores.
Yeah, I'm familiar with it.
So what I'd want you to do is rip up that area, then use the Preen as the weed preventer there. And you can do that in both areas. But when it grows onto a plant, sometimes these vines, they'll leach off the plant, right?
Right.
Another one that's typical to it is another vine called Dodder, D-O-D-D-E-R, which kind of looks like that morning glory, has that pink flower to it, and will feed off of your plants. So one of the only ways to really prevent it is using this Preen on the soil, and then spraying it with like a brush killer, a heavy duty brush killer. And I like to use the BK32 from Bonide. It's one of my favorites for that type of vine.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yes, sir. And that will not hurt the fig tree, huh?
So the BK killer will hurt the fig tree if it's sprayed onto it.
Yeah,
right.
But on the soil, if I just put it on the soil and not let it hit the foliage on the fig tree.
Yeah, so we're looking, you want it, it's a contact killer, right? So
right.
It sprays onto it and will kill to the root that way. What I'd want you to do is just take a look if there's foliage that's low, that's going to be near it when you spray. Get some cardboard or something along, or like plastic to wrap the tree
so
it's not getting hit there.
Yes.
Because what this will do is it'll take it down to the roots, and it won't the roots around it won't take it up into the surrounding trees or ornamental
mm-hmm.
trees. So it's perfect for what you're looking to do. It's a foliage, so it absorbs it in the foliage. So if you hit the fig tree with some of the foliage, it's going to absorb into the fig tree. So I don't want that to happen. So, you know, is it a tarp? Is it plastic? Is it cardboard? Is it something just to protect when you're spraying? Take a look at doing something like that.
Yes, I know exactly what you're talking about. Is that similar to Roundup, that if it's okay if it hits like the trunk, but as long as it doesn't hit the foliage?
It is similar. This one is a little bit more specific for like vines, and this has more specific technology, so it won't be absorbed as easily into like a. So with the glossophate that comes in, it will go into the soil a bit and leach out that way, where and some of it can get into the different root systems around. Whereas this one is, the way it's manufactured and built is so it won't go into the surrounding roots, and that's what you're looking to do.
And it's BK33. That's by Bonide?
Bonide, and it's
Bonide.
BK32.
Two, okay.
Okay. So what best way to find out where you can get it, you go to their website. It's bonide.com. So it's BONIDE.com. They have a dealer locator where you can put in your zip code and find out where it is so you can get it. But again, it's a brush killer called BK32 from Bonide.
And if I cut back that elderberry as it grows up and I sprayed it with that same stuff, it'll probably take care of that one too then.
It does. It's a heavier duty one. What you can do on this product as well is, say you find some of the main areas where it's come out, where the trunk is a little bit thicker, right? Where it's coming out of the ground.
Mm-hmm.
You can cut that low, right? And then paint this brush killer onto that open wound.
Mm-hmm.
So it'll absorb quicker into the root system so that you're actually having a stronger kill on the elderberry.
Yes, because I wouldn't say a small tree, if I cut it down and wanted to kill the trunk, I would just paint the trunk.
Exactly. You want it, and you want it to be a fresh cut.
Yes.
You don't want to, you know, cut it and then come back to it. Because yes. just like you or I, when we get a fresh cut, we want to try and clean it up as quick as possible, put that, you know, some maceration yes. or something to heal it.
Yes.
That tree's trying to heal, but you're just going to trick it by using that brush killer to think that you're trying to seal it and to help it when you're actually trying to kill it.
That's very good information, but thank you very much. But can I ask one quick
question? Sure, yeah.
I have a kumquat tree. Yeah, you know, I'm from Louisiana down
yep.
almost to the coast. It's called Metairie, Louisiana, outside of New Orleans. Anyway, the 2 years ago, we had that hard freeze, and this little tree was knocked back about at least two-thirds of it was frozen, and one-third has really been fighting to stay alive. And I have a lot of new green on two main branches, and I lost about maybe five or six main branches. What can I do to really kind of give it a boost, like say maybe in a human would be a vitamin coming back on a person
yeah.
who's sick? This is a very sick tree, and I'd like to do as much as I can. I put some AAA down already for it because
okay.
I know the end of January and early February is the time. And I went out even past the parts that had died, thinking that perhaps the roots were still alive down there. So I fertilized it real well, but I was just wondering if there's some kind of like in a human, it would be a tonic that could
yep.
Jack him up a little bit.
So there's a product from one of our sponsors called Natural Alternative. The product's called Protolizer.
Spell it for me, please.
It's a P-R-O.
Okay.
T-I-L. I-Z-E-R.
Okay, fertilizer, better pro.
So it's Protolizer.
Yes.
Yep. All right, and you go to naturalalternative.com, and their website, you can buy it right from there. This Protolizer is exactly what you're looking for. It's like vitamins for plants. It's an additive.
Give me the number for the computer again.
So their website is naturalalternative.com.
Yes. Natural.
Or you can call them. Their phone number.
That's good.
Is 888-546-5941. All right. And just when you call, let them know you're listening to the Paul Parent Garden Club. They'll actually send free shipping, and there'll be a little bit of a discount there, too, for you.
Let me give you a number back again, please. 888-546-5941.
Perfect.
Good.
So you'll give them a call tomorrow. You can call today, but they're not there. You'd have to leave a message, but I'd call tomorrow. And they'll definitely want you to be using some Protolizer, and they'll tell you everything you need to know and how much to use on it. It's probably going to be something you're going to want to do every 2 weeks for like three applications, and then from there go to once a month. And I think that will really turn that kumquat into that thriving tree that you had prior.
Man, I hope so. It's been my baby for about 10 or 12 years now, and I hate to see it die.
Well, I'd love to hear, you know, how it works out for you, especially if you use that Protolizer. I think it's going to be very successful for you. So definitely keep us posted.
I will do that. One other thing, please. Where
sure.
are you located? Where are you calling?
I'm actually in Massachusetts, north of Boston.
Oh, you too far for me, huh?
Yeah, I'm a plane ride down
yeah, I
there.
But maybe you were in Florida and you would know more about the southern part down here.
Well, I have family down there, so I know a little bit about all over. But a lot of times when it comes to plants, they all need a lot of the same things, right? It's just a different variety of plant. So you can take some of the same things, even if it was in Canada, all the way down to, you know, to Louisiana to have those same ideas. So I think we can definitely help out for you in the future, too.
Thank you very much. I guess that's kind of like castor oil, huh? Works
yeah,
everywhere.
Exactly. All right.
Thank
again.
You
have
so
a
much.
Great
You've
one.
Been a big help.
No problem. Have a great one. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. We do have some more calls on the line. I want to get right to the next one. Nathan, who's up next?
I want to bring Barbara on because she had a short question. She's in Massachusetts.
All right. Barbara, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Hi. I have have an article about your dad that was in the Cape Cod Times, I don't know, way back when he was with RKO in Boston.
Yep.
And I'd like to send it to you. I found it in one of my books.
Oh, that would be awesome.
Can I send it to Mahoney's in Chelmsford?
Well, I'm in the one in Winchester.
Oh, you're
so you can
in
send
Winchester.
It to the, yeah, you can send it to the Winchester location.
What's the street address there?
It's 242 Cambridge Street.
Okay.
And that's in Winchester, Mass.
Okay, I can do that. I think you'd enjoy the article. It's a big picture of your dad. And
I think
he had come to the Cape to talk to the people down here.
That's awesome. That would be incredible. I would appreciate that. And I would definitely post that up online for everyone to see.
Okay, it's a big article.
that's awesome. Those are things I love to hear about. I remember the picture. If it's the exact picture I'm thinking about, he's got the curly hair. It's just his old photo with the microphone. I love that.
The picture of him with the curly hair and the glasses, and he's got a T-shirt on that says USA with a flag.
Oh yeah, he was loved the USA, loved America. July 4th it was like it was his birthday. All right, Barbara, thank you for that so much.
Bye bye.
Bye bye. All right, we're going to take a break, and then we're going to wrap the show up. We do have one more call to finish it up, I believe. So we're going to do that on the other side of the break. So we'll see you in a couple.
Bayer Advance is a company that brought you Tree and Shrub, the product that we all use to control insects on shrubs and trees, and it lasts for 12 months. Bayer has something new for you this spring, a termite and ant control in a granular form that's fast-releasing and creates a termite-killing zone around your home. Ants, termites bring the product directly to the colony and transfer the product by social interaction and soon die.
Your lawn, destroyed by insects above ground and below. Bayer Advanced Complete Insect Killer protects against both in one easy step. Other leading brands stop at the surface, allowing damage to continue. But Complete's exclusive two-way formula kills insects above ground while it penetrates below ground to control root-destroying pests for up to 3 months. That's the beauty of better science. Bayer Advanced. Better science, better results. BayerAdvanced.com. Always read and follow label directions.
Espoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Espoma.
How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe as an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup. Organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew. BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash. And all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com. Call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesce. The Luminesce anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$50,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Now, before I get to the next caller, I had a listener email. Now, when it came to our birds, this weekend is Audubon's backyard bird count. You can go to the Audubon Society website for details, and it's actually kind of cool to see how many birds will show up in your yards. So thank you, Mary Kay, for that. Appreciate it. Now let's get right back into the lines. Nathan, who's up next?
Steve's in Vermont.
Steve, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
How you doing, Patrick?
Great. How are you?
I'm doing something. Don't ask me what. I'm trying to stay warm, you know what I'm saying?
I hear you.
Yeah, but anyway, I want to bring a subject matter up. Maybe you want to talk about in the weeks coming ahead. And it's going to be poison ivy, poison oak, and witch's broom, and how to handle it. And I don't know. I think I know the poison ivy and the poison oak, I think they go dormant. They wake up and they become poisonous. I'm not sure. You know? And well, I don't know if it's safe to burn it. I'm not sure about that. It depends, how many, essential oils are in that plant. Now the witch's broom, they say if you find, I gotta do my blueberries. So they're talking about the witch's broom, you know what I'm saying?
Yep.
If you know what witch's broom looks like, go back to the Wizard of Oz and look at the Wicked Witch and take a look at that. Look at that broom she's flying on, you know?
There exactly.
It is. Yeah. And, they say if you find it, destroy it. which the only thing I know how to destroy anything on my property is to burn it. But I don't know when to burn it and when it's safe to burn it. I'm thinking, like, which is broom if you find it. I'm thinking you got to dig up the root system and get it out of there and destroy the whole thing, you know. So those kind of questions I'm asking, you know. I'm like, yep. That's a big homework assignment right there, you know.
Well, it is, but I will tell you when it comes to the poison ivy and the poison oak, so their root system can still be active throughout the year. So yeah. Touching it, you know, with bare skin at any time is something I would never do. When it comes to burning it, so there's the thing, right? You burn it, some of those oils will go into the air.
Right.
And they could get on you. So I don't like to do it. What I would suggest doing, if you're looking to get rid of it, get it into like a black paper, plastic bag, if you can, right? It's like a trash bag that you have. Get it in there, yeah. Let it sit out in the sun. It's going to basically cook it that way.
Okay.
Instead of, you know, putting it on fire or anything like those, I just cook it that way. It'll start to break down and you can get it into the trash versus a compost pile and get rid of it that way. And I think leaving it out in the full sun for as long of a period of time as you can will be more beneficial for you.
Yeah, I kind of figured that, you know, cook it, you know, and get it break down. Because I don't want to, you don't want to throw it in the fire pit, you know. And be
no, definitely
it.
Not. So
and I don't know about the witch's broom.
So the witch's broom can happen on so many different types of trees. It's kind of, you know, it can be a little bit of everywhere. A lot of it's just the wood growth of it. I mean, I could see you burning that without an issue. I don't see that one as being something that's worrisome when it comes to the burning of it. If you were, you know, a little worried about it, you could just throw it into the compost. It's an abnormality that grows out of the plant. You definitely don't want it in the plant. You want it out. So that's why you could just throw it in compost or burn it, whichever. Just get rid of it out of the plant. That's the biggest thing.
Okay. That sounds reasonable to me. I thought about that, like you're taking that poison ivy, poison oak, and, you know, doing something like that and just cook it in the sun, you know?
Yeah, you could even, I mean, you might not even have to throw it in a black bag. The black bag would just heat it up quicker. You could just throw it out there before you get rid of it. But the thing is, you throw it out there, you're not paying attention. You walk by, you grab it to throw it somewhere, and then you've got the poison ivy on you, right? So that's why I like to put it in that bag.
Okay, so I got that. Hey, one other thing. I'm in Vermont. I'm zone 5.
Yep.
But they call me zone 5A. Basically what I am is I'm between 500 and 600 feet above sea level. I'm down by the Connecticut River, you know?
Yep.
So I don't know where the A came from, but these people, like, they mail me stuff. Hey, you're zone 5A. What does the A mean, you know?
Well, so it's part of the zone 5 because they didn't want to make up a new one and change everything. Where some of those temperatures have fluctuated over the past couple of years, and that's one of the reasons.
Yeah.
I gotta wrap up the show, Steve. I apologize. Enjoy the rest of your day.
Patrick. Hey, have a great one. Have a good week. I'll be talking
you
to you
too.
Soon.
All right. Be good, everyone, to each other. Plant something. We'll see you.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.